So, but that character, to know that I can have peace in any situation. I don't have to allow the circumstance to trouble me. I don't have to let it get to me. There are many things that can, as they say, get under your skin, bother you. And I can tell when something's bothering me, and I allow it to take over, if you allow me to say it that way, and I'll tend to, it was maybe, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, AJ said I was just mean to him, I guess you could say it like that. Everything he wanted to say or do, you know, I don't know what it was. I don't know what was going on. But that's not the right character. And he said, well, eventually I snapped out of whatever it was that was going on, but I allowed that character, the peace to come. So I have to make sure that I don't allow whatever that was going on that week that was bothering me to not bother me. I have to let it go and let the peace of God prevail in my life. There's nothing like having peace. You know how hard it is to have to deal with stuff? And it keeps you trouble. I don't let anything keep me from going to sleep at night. You know, a lot of people lose sleep at night over things. I'm gonna sleep at night. But I'm gonna sleep at night. You might not know anything is going on because my sleep will be sweet because I'm gonna sleep. But you know, when I wake up, those things, they're constantly running through your mind, wants you to focus on this and focus on that and get you outside of this and outside of that. But no, not allowing those things to take the peace that God has provided for us, that he has so richly provided for us. Because if you're not in peace, you're upset all the time. Nobody wants to be around you. Can't deal with you. And that's it. And who wants to be around somebody like that? I don't think anybody does. I know that week my husband didn't want to be around me. He didn't want to fool with me, but he didn't have any choice, amen? But he chose the peace, and he walked in love, amen? So we give him his credit for that, amen? Then Philippians 4 and 7, also from the Amplified Version, Philippians 4 and 7 says, "And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours." That peace, it says, is yours. The one that stands guard over your hearts and your mind. If you allow that peace to stand guard over your heart, if you allow that peace, it says, which reassures the heart, the peace that transcends all understandings, when it looks like I shouldn't be at peace in this situation. Someone done me so wrong that I should be able to. We think we're entitled to lash back at them. We're entitled to get back at them. But it says that peace that transcends all understanding. Let that peace is yours. That's what you take. We don't have to take the heartache. We don't have to take the offense. We're too quick. I say we. We're too quick to take offense to things. Well, I'll say I am. I don't know about y'all. But the human race, people in general, we are too quick to take offense about any little thing, anything. But it says that peace that guards your heart, that guards your mind, allow that peace. That peace is yours. The scripture says it's yours. So if it's mine, then that means I have it. And that's what I choose to take. I have that peace. Amen. There's never a time when his love doesn't endure. 1 Corinthians 13 and 7 says, "It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." His love endures all things. And we're all a testament of that. Amen. Because he loves us. We can testify that God's love endures all things because we have done some things. Amen. And he yet loves us. He yet loves us. Psalm 136 and 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And all through the rest of that, and this is the ESV version, all through the rest of that psalm there, the end of every verse, it says, his love endures forever. His love endures forever. So remember that there's never a time when God's love won't endure. Even when we're upset, we don't want to talk to God today. His love endures, for his love endures through our upset moments, because his love endures forever. Forever. And if it didn't, then we'd be in a world of mess. And in the Passion, it reads, let everyone thank God, for he is good, and he is easy to please. His tender love for us continues on forever. And that's what endures means, that it is long-lasting. Now, we have some long-lasting love for our spouses. I'm pretty sure Brother George and Miss Lucy got some long-lasting love for each other. I'm pretty sure Bo and Mickey got some long-lasting love for each other. We working on Tyrone. I'm pretty sure Miss Pam and Brother Wilson got some long-lasting love. That man loves that woman right there. Yes, he does. But that love has to endure some things, amen? It has to endure some things. So just as we endure things with each other, God's love endures forever. His love is long-lasting. It's not conditional. It's not based on whether I pray today. It's not based on whether I spend time with him today. His love endures forever. It is long-lasting, amen? There's never a time when his joy doesn't overflow. Never a time, Romans 15 and 13 from the Passion Translation, never a time when his love does not overflow. It says, now may God, the inspiration and foundation, fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope. So may his joy continue to overflow. How much easier is it, Brother George, to get along with Miss Lucy when she's happy, when she has joy, versus when she's upset with you, don't want to talk to you? It's much easier when she's happy, right? Much. Much easier. Much easier. Miss Pam said, you better watch it over there. You're getting yourself in trouble. But that's what anybody, much easier. It's much easier when the joy of the Lord overflows from our hearts, that we can be a light and example to others. Nobody wants to talk to a believer who's always mad, face always balled up, and have no kind of joy and peace in their life. How can you tell me about the goodness of the Lord when you're always down and out?